All right, I know this is going to be a very controversial list, but since we are right in the middle of hell here in North Texas, July 14th, the heat index yesterday was 112.
Good night.
The hottest day of the year so far. When you set foot outside around noon or 1, it was like you were punched in the face.
I know. My dogs are real beaten by all this, too.
Everybody's beaten by this. And we've got 2, maybe 3 more months of it. Mm. Another high triple digits today and tomorrow, and it's just going to be that way forever. So I thought I would rank the top 5, bottom 5 things about the hot Texas summer. So these would be the best and worst things about the Texas heat in July and August.
Okay.
All right, let's start with the bottom 5. Honorable mention, this did not make the top 5. Honorable mention, the complete loss of the will to live.
I'm not quite there yet.
That's honorable mention.
I am, regardless of weather.
Oh, all right, number 5 on the bottom 5 list. These are the 5 worst things about the hot Texas summer. Number 5, outrageous electricity bills.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess we will all gladly pay, because the alternative, go back 100 years when most of the homes were built without AC, and it makes you wonder, how did they do it?
I don't know. It's the greatest invention ever, right? Air conditioning?
It's right up there.
Mm.
The wheel is probably
refrigeration.
Better.
No, I'd probably go with salvation, but anyway.
Now, you do have an option, because you can choose energy in this world, so you can manipulate that electricity bill a little bit. But that's number 5, outrageous electricity bills. Number 4 on the list of the bottom 5 things about the hot Texas summer, the inability to set foot outdoors from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you want to do anything outdoors, you got to go early in the morning or late in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
But you really can't do anything from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. I feel so bad for those guys who work construction.
I know.
And I see them out there at 1 p.m. Good God, they don't pay them enough.
Up on the roof or working in the yard.
Yeah, and they're always in that. Long sleeves,
mm-hmm.
Long pants, work boots.
Keep that sun off of them.
Mm. Shout out to you.
Number 3 on my list of the bottom 5 things about the hot Texas summer, the burning up of the landscape. You can't pour enough water on your grass and your flower bed, your mm-hmm. garden, to keep it alive. And then all of those places like parks and medians and, you know, public space where they can't afford to put all that water on them, they turn brown here like in the next couple of weeks. You know, we had that good rain last week, but they'll turn brown soon enough. And it just gives it a real Mad Max feel when you're driving around and everything's dead.
Yeah. Remember, we would fly back from training camp in August, and it just looked like everything's been burned up.
Yeah.
By August.
Number 2 on my list of the bottom 5 things about the hot Texas summer, mosquitoes.
Yeah.
They are out in full force because we had the wettest spring we've ever had. And now they are everywhere. I'll walk in the backyard, and we've got a mosquito misting system, and I'll walk in the backyard, and within 1 minute, I'll have 5 bites. And that's with a system.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
They haven't really bothered me. Maybe I haven't been out enough lately.
We normally don't have a problem with them. We have this year, though, because we've had so much rain.
You know, Gordo, they're attracted to some people and not to others, and I'm one that they're definitely attracted to.
They must hate whipped cream.
Maybe that's the secret. And number 1 on my list of the bottom 5 things about the hot Texas summer, swamp crotch and BO. Everybody's got it.
I don't know about that.
Everybody's got it.
To some degree, everybody's got it.
If you spend even 1 minute outside, you're going to get swamp crotch and BO, and everybody's just sweaty and gross in the summer.
Even the hottest girl in the world. You're saying that she has swamp crotch?
Maybe not her. There are some exceptions. But for the most part, everyone's, you know, you see them out at the store or walking, their shirts are soaked.
Yeah.
So good God, you know the underwear is soaked.
Oh.
You sweat so much, your nipples hurt.
That's a segment for another day.
What?
I've heard you talk about that as a runner. And I experienced that over vacation.
You heard me talk about that?
No, Junior.
That's from running. That's not right. From sweat. That's from
the
shirt.
Did you get that was from sweat?
Yeah, you get that when it's 20 degrees out if you're a runner because the shirt goes back and forth
it's
over
abrasion.
Your nipples.
You don't
yeah.
think the sweat accelerates that?
No. In fact, it would lubricate it.
I think it makes it worse.
It's a weird.
Very weird.
The weird nipple. Statement.
I don't think so.
Anyway, now let's transition to the top five things about the hot Texas summer. So what I'm going to do here is put a positive spin on this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're all beaten to high holy by our heat, but let's look at the top five things about the hot Texas summer. Number five, zero chance of frostbite. Absolutely zero.
Yep.
Okay.
No way you're going to get frostbite. That's a positive, right?
Yeah.
Number four, wardrobe decisions are easy. You don't have to decide what coat you're going to wear, dressing in layers, anything like that. Do I need the heavier socks or the wool socks because it's so cold? What kind of boots do I need to get? No, you just get up every day and you put on shorts and a t-shirt, especially now that so many of us are working from home.
Pretty much.
So the wardrobe call, extremely easy, where it takes an extra minute maybe or two in the winter.
My wardrobe decision's easy year round. So
he's still got dark t-shirt jeans.
Yep.
You choose
makes it real easy.
You choose daily from the Vagabond line of clothing.
I don't have a Vagabond line of clothing.
What's your friend Gordon? He's such a ragamuffin.
And I have a lot in common with Steve Jobs. We both consider that we have a limited amount of time to make creative decisions during the day, and we're both really creative. So we just pre-choose our outfits for the rest of our lives.
Pre.
Me and Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot in common. We both have great ideas.
He was known as being a real jerk to people.
And I'm known as jerking to people.
All right, back to my top five things about the hot Texas summer. Number three, you never, ever, ever have to check the weather forecast. Every day, 100 with some humidity and maybe a 10% chance of a pop-up shower at 5 o'clock. It's the same thing every day in July, every day in August, every day in September. You don't have to look at the weather forecast for the next 3 months.
Yeah,
saves time.
Don't you wish Delcus would include the swamp crotch forecast?
I bet we could get him to do it.
That's for every day.
You think he would actually say that online?
They put
or
out
just
the,
tweet about it.
What do? They put out the pause thing about when you can walk your dog.
Dog walking. Yeah. Right.
So put out the crotch alert. Swamp crotch alert.
We're at a level 4 swamp crotch alert. So you want to make sure that you're wearing something absorbent.
Wear some shorts that allow some circulation in there, too. All right. Number two on my list of the top five things about the hot Texas summer. The appearance of Daisy Dukes.
Still see people wearing those?
You hope to.
Look at those Daisy Dukes. Look at those Daisy Dukes.
Nope.
You hope to. And number one on my list of the top five things about the hot Texas summer, it means football isn't far away. Wait a minute. I forgot we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
Sure, bad acting. Different. So it may not be really that close, bad acting. So there you have it. The top five, bottom five things about the hot Texas summer.